She doesn't mess about when her blood's up. Both women stagger to their feet and Lyra grabs Danielle around the waist from behind. Lyra's tall, big built. The Brazilian is tiny, small and skinny, but she has a dozen different drugs in her bloodstream and, for that moment, the strength of someone twice her size. Maybe three times. And she still has a knife.
Get out of the fucking way!
Lyra yells. She cannot believe I'm still standing there. She has lifted Danielle off the floor, but the Brazilian's a wild cat. She's screaming all manner of curses in Portuguese, her arms and legs flailing. In truth, the way she's windmilling her limbs, she's as likely to cut herself as she is me, but I'm still a target. I snap to my senses and get out of the way in time to see the blade swish through the space I've just vacated. What now? I literally have no idea how to help Lyra. I've never hit anyone in my life. What am I supposed to do?
For God's sake, Lyra says. Get Vanessa!
Of course, Vanessa. She's the boss. She'll sort it out. I tear out of the room and into the corridor. A group of women are running towards me. Luckily, one of them is the Colombian I'm looking for. Oh, thank God, Vanessa, you've got to come. Danielle tried to stab me.
Keep your voice down, she hisses, and grabs my arm to lead me back to the room. Danielle is stable and disarmed when we arrive, but flares up again the second she sets eyes on me.
Look, Vanessa, I say, you need to sort her out. She's crazy.
I'll be sorting out nothing till I've heard both sides, Vanessa says.
Are you not listening? She tried to kill me.
And I suppose you did nothing to her?
What? No, nothing.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing at all.
All I did was change the channel on the TV. That's all, okay?
Vanessa nods. She's judge, jury, and executioner. She's heard the evidence and she's going to deliver her verdict. Even psychotic Danielle quietens down for this.
So it's simple then, Vanessa says. You two are going to have to sort this out by yourselves.
And what the hell is that supposed to mean? I can't believe what I'm hearing.
It means, my child, that you and Danielle are going to be locked in a room, and the winner will be the one who walks out of it.
It takes a few moments for the words to sink in, but Danielle has already worked it out. She's smiling, gesticulating at me like some cage fighter winding up her opponent. In a flash, she breaks out of Lyra's grasp and spits an inch from my feet. What if she'd still had the knife? I feel sick. I'm going to be put into a locked room with a mad woman who's already tried to kill me once. I'm not a fighter. There's no way I'm coming out of there alive.
Come on, Vanessa, I beg. Don't make me do this. I've done nothing wrong.
The crowd of women laughs. Vanessa, most of all.
Look where we are, girl, she says, gesturing her arms around her. Everyone's done something wrong, whether they admit it or not.
There are many things a girl would do for a couple of hours with Leonardo DiCaprio. I never figured getting myself killed to be one of them. The DVD of The Wolf of Wall Street had been burning in my hand. I'd had it a couple of weeks, never had the chance to see it. Not that I didn't want to, not that I didn't have the time. Time was all I did have. It just wasn't my turn. There was always someone ahead of me in the line for the TV who wanted to watch their own movie. I'm not talking about my family or a housemate. The people I'd been queuing behind were strangers. But then I wasn't at home. I wasn't even in my own country. I was in a maximum security prison. In Peru. Ancon prison isn't on any TripAdvisor must-see lists. You'd be hard-pushed to find it on a map. Even if you knew exactly where to head, you'd struggle to find it first time. Trust me, I know. Ancon prison is in a desert in the middle of nowhere, outside Lima, the capital of Peru. It's not easy to find because you shouldn't want to go there. Simple as that. It's like anyone who visits needs to be punished as much as the people they know on the inside. And if you do find yourself living in that hellhole, you're just getting what you deserve. And that includes all the other people in there with you. People like Danielle, who get so irate when it's your turn to choose the movie that they'd kill you rather than let you watch your film. What's it matter to her if she kills me? She's in for life. What are they going to do? Keep her alive longer so she serves another sentence? In Ancon, life has no value, no meaning. Not to her, not to many of the others like her. But it did to me. Every day was a battle to stay alive. Every day brought me one step closer to being reunited with my family. So how did I wind up in one of